There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, the sex on the beach story that's been all over social media earlier this week that I don't believe we've covered yet here on Free Talk Live. I want to get to that. And also, Johnson, you're going to be telling us about reading to kids. One professor is saying it could be bad.
Yes.
And I think it's that sounds pretty ridiculous from the headline, but we'll learn more about that when we get a chance. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, we started in the first hour going through another list of seven things. Last night, we spent the bulk of the show talking about seven ostensible privileges that men have that are supposedly undeniable, many of which were just laughable, like, you know, we can stand up while going pee. And we're now going through seven legal privileges that women have. So last night it wasn't legal anything. It was just one guy saying things that, you know, that was better about life as a man for him, in his opinion. And these are specific legal protections and benefits that the state grants to women. Mark, you are you've gone through four of the seven.
That's
so
right.
Far. Can you briefly recap those four, and then we'll continue on with the list?
Yeah, the problem with this is one of these things where you click through.
Oh, geez, so, every single one.
If you're going to ask me to do that, I'm sorry. Going to have to need to write them down. So the first one is that men have to let's see, women can vote without having to
agree to die.
Yep.
Which is, you know, it's a really great point, although I would point out that I know a lot of people who sign up for selective service and not one of them been pulled into the military against their will, nor, you know, died as a result. But it's interesting. The second one has to do with
circumcision.
Yeah, circumcision, male and female circumcision. I think that's a good point. Number three women have the right to choose parenthood, and men don't, right? Like, you know, upon ejaculation, your decisions as a man are over, whereas women's really are just beginning.
Mm.
And they gave several points regarding that. Number four.
I think that's one of the weaker ones, personally, but nonetheless.
Why do you think that? I think it's huge.
Well, I think that it's sort of stating the obvious that men don't control pregnancy, right? Because, you know, aren't carrying the
baby.
Yeah,
but it's the legal aspect of it. It's not the pregnancy, because I really do believe that what seems clear to me is that the child belongs to the woman.
Yeah.
But in our legal system, they claim that the child is half the man's because he has to, at the very least, support half the child. However, he doesn't get a lot of the, he doesn't get any choices on when that child's born. If
he does have a choice, he can have the choice of not having sex. And therefore,
the woman has that same choice, and she has a bunch more. And we're talking about legal rights afforded to women that are not afforded to men, and it's clear.
I don't think it's necessarily unfair that a woman has more choices in that area legally, because she also has more choices physically as well, and she's the one who has to bear the burden of actually having that child and going through the 9 months of process of having it.
Has to. You just said something that's patently not true. She has to bear the responsibility. No, she doesn't.
She has to bear the responsibility of having the child, meaning that she has to push it out. She has to deal with the morning sickness. The man can't do that. Maybe
she doesn't have to bear that responsibility. She can have an abortion.
If she wants to have it, she has to bear that responsibility. The man cannot bear those responsibilities.
Sure, but she doesn't have to. You're saying something that's...
I'm saying only if she wants to have the child. She's the only one who can have those responsibilities.
Can.
That's correct.
That's a choice.
If she
wants it, then why is, you know, like what you said is because she has to do that, she should have more privileges or legal privileges bestowed upon her. But she doesn't have to do that. She wants to.
That's right.
Therefore, she's making that choice. So why should she get additional...
I'm not saying she has to do anything.
But that's what I'm saying is why should a woman get additional rights for that?
I don't think she should have additional rights. I'm just saying I don't see it as necessarily a problem that, you know, she might be able to decide to give the child away if the man who had stuck his penis in her is not around at the moment or has not been around for the last 9 months and or not paying attention to his, you know, ex-girlfriend's pregnancy. And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, is like, hey, you had a baby? Well, I should have that baby now. And, you know, come on, pay attention, guy, if you want to have a claim over this child.
Well, that's just one of the aspects that was mentioned. There were three in that, and I think you're grabbing on to the weakest one. I will concur with you that
that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying this shouldn't be on the list. I'm just saying of the three so far, the four so far, I don't find it to be the most persuasive. That's all.
Oh, I find it highly persuasive, but and maybe not the aspect that you pointed out. Number four, women have the right to be assumed caregivers. When fighting for legal custody today, laws in many states assume that one is a primary caregiver and one the tertiary caregiver. Typically, the primary caregiver is a woman. There's such thing as shared custody. However, it requires that the tertiary caregiver must sue to prove the ability to be worthy of equal parenting, which is difficult and costly. Mm. The legal presumption of shared parenting upon divorce, that children have a legal right to an equal relationship with both their mother and their father following a relationship breakdown, is strongly resisted by the National Organization for Women and other feminist organizations who know that women will almost always win custody of children under the default laws. So I think that's a pretty, pretty clear one.
Custody screws the guy. Totally.
Yep. And number five, women have the right to call unwanted coerced sex rape. This is a madman scene. I got a picture here with a young man apparently being, touched by an older woman. This madman scene hardly stirred a conversation after it aired, like it typically would if the roles had been reversed. It's understood that in our society, women have agency over their bodies, and any hint of coercion into sexual interaction has been seen as a violation of women's rights. We have actually read an article on the air a couple of nights ago about basically some feminist gal was claiming that all penis and vagina sex is rape. That was her claim. So the suggestion, which I think is a patently ludicrous claim here, but in this case, this is what it's saying is that, you know, the fact is it does happen where women coerce men into sex in one way or another, and no one ever believes them. And I've got to say, I like inside in my heart of hearts, I just don't believe it either. Like I guess I'm just that kind of guy, right? Like that, well, you know, whatever. Give her one for the team, pal. I'm just that way. Mm. So I'm less convinced by this than most, sort of emotionally. I understand it intellectually, but
so wait, just to clarify something, what this one's saying, they're not saying that unwanted coerced sex isn't rape. They're saying that women can say that it's rape, but men can't.
They're saying that
that's rape, right? I mean, that's like the definition of rape,
right? They're essentially saying is if a male and a female were left alone in a room, they walk out the door, both of them claim that the other one raped them. People are more likely, far more likely, the legal system and people generally are far more likely to believe the woman than the man, I think is what they're claiming. And I tend to believe that that's the case.
Well, I think that's it's ridiculous to believe that a man wouldn't say no to sex. And that's where you're coming from, that you find it hard to believe if a man says he was raped. You find that tough to believe. And I guess I don't feel the same way. I mean, if you say no and someone continues, that's rape, right?
Yeah, I guess I had a situation that would fall into the greater category of, coerced sex. I had an ex-girlfriend who had my garage door code, and she would, you know, for a series of weeks sneak in and, you know, do whatever she did to wake me up.
While she was your ex?
While she was my ex.
Okay.
So I don't think that she could, at that point, assume that I wanted to have sex. I think she could after the first time, but not the first time, right?
Right.
The first time, I was coerced and then went along with it. And, well, I don't need therapy for this, I swear to God. But that would be my claim is that,
Now, when you say coerce, I mean, to coerce means to force, right?
I was forced because I was asleep. I didn't have. It was non-consensual. How's that?
Okay.
I don't think that she could claim consent. She was right, but she couldn't claim consent.
Yeah, see, that's an interesting situation. It was, you say it was non-consensual, but as soon as you opened your eyes and you did not say, hey, cut that out,
right?
Then you immediately gave consent, did you not?
Yes, but it was afterwards, not before. And some people, if the genders were reversed, would call it a rapist.
Okay, I see where you're coming from there. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts on consent. Consensual sex versus questionable circumstances, I guess we could say. 855-450-FREE, and you can join us here on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll-free. 855-453 is the number. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show here at username lrn.fm. And if you were watching the cam during the break, you saw Johnson and Mark shoveling Sherry's berries into their mouths. Delicious chocolate-covered strawberries.
I would never do such a thing. I'm saving them for my mother.
It is now the time to get them for Mom, because Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and you want to get your order in now so you can make sure shipping is taken care of appropriately within the appropriate period of time. But there's a real special deal that they're offering at the moment at Sherry's Berries, which is going to make it, I think, very, very attractive. They've lowered the price on doubling the order of these awesome chocolate-covered berries. White milk, dark chocolatey goodness. Johnson is currently halfway through his dark chocolate one, which has
I can take a bite in the air if you want me to.
the little chocolate chips all over the outside, which is...
I love chasing after those things after they fall off, because like, they don't all go in your mouth. Like, some of them fall off into whatever you're kind of catching things.
They're really good. Yeah. So you won't be disappointed, and Mom is going to love this. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click the microphone. Type in FTL. You get the usual deal of 40% off for you as a Free Talk Live listener, starting at just $19.99. You get these giant freshly dipped strawberries, which are, by the way, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, and decorative swizzle. But now, if you double the order, it's only $5 extra for doubling the size of the order. You will not be disappointed with these berries, and so therefore you're going to want to double the order. So go do that now over at berries.com. Get them for Mom, get them for your wife, get them for you, or get them for your loved ones, whoever. Berries.com, berries.com, code FTL.
So I have a question for you. So what I noticed about the two berries tonight is that these berries had ends on them. And
ends as
in? Ends in like the stems, the green stems.
Yeah.
The box Danica brought home the other night had no ends.
I'm always completely end-free.
I've always seen like, ends on mine.
Yeah,
I remember there always being ends, because it kind of just shows...
Yeah,
it makes
sense.
Sort of more fresh berry look to
right.
it.
They weren't accidentally coated over with the chocolate or something?
No,
like
there was
that?
Just... there was all the berries were completely coated all the way around and had no stems on them.
I have experienced where the end, the little green hat on the strawberry is covered in chocolate, and I'm just like, screw it.
Yeah, it's
covered in chocolate? It tastes fine.
Sometimes I'll do that with a strawberry that's not covered in chocolate. I mean,
right.
I just eat it.
I'm pickier about
foliage,
it.
Foliage, it's good for you.
Yeah, I'm pickier about it if I'm eating them on just a regular strawberry, but on Sherry's Berries, just eat the whole thing. Yeah. Berries.com, use code FTL by clicking the microphone as we go to Jay Noon on the line, on the amp lines. Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. Go ahead.
When I was 18 years old or 17, you know, the school teachers were all like, hey, you got to sign up for Selective Service. And I'm like, no, I don't. My signature's my property. I don't have to surrender to anybody. And they're like, oh, you got to do this. And they harassed me for right up until I graduated. And I graduated probably a month before I turned 19 or something. Hmm. Told me I was going to go to jail. I said, send them after me. I'll talk to them. Call the feds. Go ahead. They were crazy about it, actually.
Man, I wish I had that courage at that age, Jay. That's heroic.
How would they know that you didn't sign up? Just out of curiosity. I remember when I signed up when I turned 18. I never thought a thing about it.
They get your information from the school system, so they know.
Right? Okay.
That's how they know to approach you in the first place.
Hmm.
I assume that's how they knew. I don't really know how they knew. I didn't care. But my father never signed up. Nothing happened to him. My dad's like, no. You don't have to sign up.
Presumably, if you did not go to the government schools, then you probably would not be targeted by them. That would be my guess. I don't know if they hit up the private schools somehow, if they get their listings of students. But certainly, if you're homeschooled or unschooled, I suspect those people... and please, correct me if I'm wrong, homeschoolers.
Yes, I'll correct you if you're wrong, because I went to a private school, and they require it for a license, driver's license.
Oh. Hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember
that. I had a driver's license. Up until I was about 21, I just never renewed it because, you know, I don't want to ask government for permission, but That wasn't a problem getting a driver's license when I was 18.
Wait a minute. Wait, Johnson, where did you get your driver's license?
Connecticut.
In Connecticut. Okay, I was going to say, I don't remember that in Florida.
Right. It might have been just Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That seems like a New England thing because I think they do that up here. But in Florida, I got a license at 16, and they didn't give me any kind of selective service. I got the selective service paperwork when I was 17 in the mail. It was like a little postcard
or
whatever.
Yeah, that's what I got, too.
You better sign this or else we're going to put you in prison. And so I was scared, and I went ahead and did it. And I didn't have the courage that you did at that time.
It still scars him. I mean, you just tell that it rankles him that he filled out that piece of paper. If he could go back in time, if he had three trips back in time, this would be one of them. He's like, I'm going to go get that selective service postcard.
I remember that one time I actually saluted the flag and said the Pledge of Allegiance.
And, Jay, nothing actually happened to you, right? Like, you know, you avoided this, and they bugged you about it, but there was no other consequence.
That's right. There was nothing ever happened. And there's about six or seven, maybe even 10 kids I know right here in town that you're a little younger than me, and they kind of hang out with us and stuff, our family. And we've all, you know, we kind of push the idea of liberty on everybody around us, and They've never signed, and they're some well, one's like 30 years old. He was just here talking about it a few minutes ago, and a couple are in their 20s. They never signed up for selective service. They haven't had a problem.
Now you said it was the school bureaucrats that were doing the pestering about it. Did you ever get a follow up threat from the selective service themselves?
Oh yeah, actually, at the time I had a Colorado driver's license. I got a driver's license in Colorado because they didn't have a social security number. When I was like 16, because I couldn't do the math, and they were sending my mom the stuff. My mom was, she was going nuts about not signing up, not doing my civic duty. But, you know, her father was a state trooper, and she's quite the statist. And my parents, you know, were long divorced by then. And anyways, I don't know how they did in the school, but they were harassing me to, you know, register to vote, too, also in school. And, you know, I asked them, you know, if they could define U.S. citizen and, you know, these terms on the voter registration, and I would just have fun with them. But, I never did any of that. They sent letters to my mom saying, you know, I'm going to go away. And then the guidance counselor said, oh, you know, you're going to go to jail. And, you know, they were very concerned for you.
Sick. I mean, it really is the. I think it is probably for a lot of young males who don't have any otherwise interactions with the state. This is probably their first real big state threat. You know, unless you got in trouble as a kid for something when you were a teenager with the cops, this is the first big threat that they really come at you with, and it is scary. And kudos to you, Jay. Thanks for telling the story tonight, man. I appreciate the input. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, the other big threat is that you won't get a scholarship and you'll be denied federal jobs.
Some of these things are true, right? Like, you'll be denied federal jobs and you won't get a scholarship. Okay. It depends on how important it is to you. If I was...
Screw federal jobs and college is overrated, so...
Well, it depends on what you want to do. If I wanted to go to college, I'd probably fill out that little piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it has had no consequence on my life.
Yeah.
And I think that's important to point out.
If I still felt like I was being coerced, and I don't remember if I did what I did back then, but I think that you could always sign it under duress or something like that. Might make it feel a little better. It probably does nothing for you legally, but it feels good to do that. 855-450-FREE, or sign it something else like go F yourself. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Coming up, the sex on the beach. Plus, we've got two more on the list of legal privileges that women are granted in the United States. Free Talk Live.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the radio. We're talking about alleged privileges that women have over men. Last night we were talking about men's privileges over women, according to one article by some feminist blog. Now, what's the one you're using tonight as your source?
Libertarian Republic.
Okay. That's where you're coming from here. We've got seven of these legal privileges that women are granted by the system. We've gone through five out of the seven. We'll continue those here in a moment.
I am going to Freedom Fest, and I urge you to join me at the world's largest liberty conference. It's a big place.
You've been there before.
Yeah, I have.
A couple times, right?
I can't remember how many times. It seems like just once.
I think at least twice.
Okay. It seems like just once.
I'm pretty sure you've been there.
Well, you know, maybe it's all blurring together for me. July 8th through the 11th, just think 7-Eleven in Vegas. And it's going to be at the Planet Hollywood. And it's a great event. It's called New American Dream. There's going to be a historic debate between...
They're going to have a whole convention at a Planet Hollywood. Now, I have no idea how big the Planet Hollywood is in Vegas. It must be a fairly large facility, right? Like, don't they normally have this in a hotel kind of convention hall?
It's actually what this place is what they call a casino.
I think of Planet Hollywood as like just a restaurant, but I've never been to one of them, so I don't know. So what you're saying is that Planet Hollywood in Vegas is actually a full-on like hotel with a casino or something
yes,
like that?
Yes, it's a huge facility.
Wow.
And it's got a big, man, they got a big event hall there. And
awesome.
They've got some other smaller ones where people are doing things. In the big event hall, there will be the historic, the what they're calling the dream debate of the century.
Oh, really?
Paul Krugman versus Steve Moore. Steve Moore, the number one Wall Street Journal columnist and chief economist for the Heritage Foundation. He takes on Paul Krugman.
Really? They got Paul Krugman to come out to an event? Called Freedom Fest?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. That is a pretty big showdown. I mean,
it's a big showdown, and that's just part of it. When you start looking at these names here, you're looking at Congressman Alan West, Steve Forbes, Senator Mike Lee, Grover Norquist, George Gilder, John Allison, Glenn Beck, John Fund, Steve Moore, as I had mentioned, Star Parker, Congressman Justin Amash, Floyd Brown, Joseph Farrar, Mark and Joanne Skousen, Mark puts on the event.
Hmm.
I mean, they've got very big names at this event. It's going to be an awesome time. I'm going to be there, and you can come out and meet me. It'd be really awesome if you do that. As a matter of fact, if you do register for Freedom Fest, please do this. When you go to freedomfest.com and you register, you can actually call a telephone number, too. But we go to freedomfest.com, you register, you click radio to let them know that...
How you found out.
Yeah, how you found out, and that will... I guess that's... We're the only radio that are doing this for
really?
Advertisement. Yeah. So if they heard... If you heard it on the radio, then you heard it from us.
Okay.
And... Or you can call their number, and Ian, you're going to love the number.
Okay.
855-853.
Ah.
It's 855-853.
Whereas ours is 855-450-3733. Same number with a 4.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. So there you go. Special appearance by Dinesh D'Souza.
What's the website? I'm sorry.
It's freedomfest.com.
And when's it happening? July?
7th through the 11th.
Okay, cool.
7 to 11. You arrive on the 7th to see it on the 8th.
Is it a weekend?
It's over. I don't know what the days are specifically, but I think it's over a weekend.
I think it's interesting that Krugman is answering this debate request or whatever, or doing this event, considering I think Bob Murphy has had a standing invite to debate Krugman for a very long time with a very large bounty going to a charity.
A large purse going to a charity if right. Krugman agrees, yeah.
So what a slime ball that kind of makes Krugman.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, not that I didn't know that already about him, but... You know, it just makes it really, really obviously apparent.
July 7th is a Tuesday, and the 11th is a Saturday. So, yeah, we'll be running over a portion of the weekend.
Steve Wynn, Peter Thiel, John Mackey.
These are big names.
Harris Rosen,
and there's some big money names out there,
all the names.
Yeah. Like, these are big players in a lot of areas.
And the speeches there are always informative, and they have a huge vendor hall, all kinds of stuff going on. Mm. I mean, several rows the last time we were there. It's a big deal, and I made the best connections I've made in an event there, so
wow.
I'm excited about it.
All right, cool. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Mark, let's continue on this list of legal privileges, which, according to you, Johnson, is a very truncated list. This could be much, much longer.
Right.
The privileges that women have in the United States governmental society.
Yep. Number 6. Women have domestic violence shelters and government housing benefits.
Mm.
Men are generally not eligible to receive aid from domestic violence shelters. There are no court advocacy groups for male victims of domestic violence, and men and their children are not eligible for state and federal money for housing like women are if they are abused.
Yeah, pretty much true. There was recently an event here in Keene, New Hampshire that was happening on the college campus that was about domestic violence, but it was all about women, and it was called Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, and there's a guy in the area who kind of takes up this issue as his mantelpiece, if you will, and he's really concerned with it, and he pointed out, why shouldn't it say Walk a Mile in Our Shoes, as in our shoes, those of us who are the victims of domestic violence, which would include men as well, because men are frequently the victims of domestic violence.
They say 50% of the time.
If not more so, because they don't get reported as often as female recipients being violated.
I've had more than one intimate partner think that it was funny to do the sort of the fake slapping thing.
I've been hit for real.
Well, I know you have,
yeah.
But I just won't let it go anywhere. No, that is unacceptable behavior. If I, hit you when you say something I don't like or don't have a comeback to, it's going to be domestic violence and, it's going to hurt if I do it. So you don't get to do it. And that's just the end of the story. Not acceptable. And you set your boundaries early on, I think you're going to have a much better time.
I never call the cops in any instance on that, and I imagine a lot of other men do not call the cops in those circumstances.
So if I hit you, well, would you call the cops?
Nope.
Yeah, nope. How many times could I hit you and you wouldn't call the cops?
I probably wouldn't let you back in my house if you were behaving that way. I'm not going to put up with it. I mean, back, you know, I'm talking about over a decade ago is when this happened to me. And I had my reasons for putting up with it back then. I'm not going to go into those reasons right now. But I would not tolerate that today.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's number six. Number seven, women have the right to exclusive benefits for being a business owner. Own a small business? If you're a woman, you can get significant benefits from the government.
Hmm.
There are multitudes of resources available to women that are not available to men, such as loans and tax breaks. There's even free grant money available with direct appropriations coming out of the taxpayer's wallet to give women a leg up in starting a business.
Hmm.
The Small Business Administration aggressively polices male-owned businesses that try to pass themselves off as female-owned businesses. And there you go. That's
the seven things.
Yeah, the article finishes up. So tell us more about this patriarchy of which you speak.
Do you want me to add a couple more?
Yeah, sure.
Just at random. So if I'm not smart but pretty, I can marry and achieve the social and financial level of my husband without ever working. Regardless of my mate values, society has organized fertility clinics and social welfare programs that will allow me to have children and provide for them should I choose to reproduce without a mate or marriage. I not only have the more valuable and sought-after sexual identity, but I have complete control over my reproductive choice and in many ways over the reproductive choice of the opposite sex. I think that one's sort of covered in the list that we already had. But
where is this coming from?
This is from a mensresistance.wordpress.com. Or
okay.
It's one of the lists.
And I don't like everything that these men's rights groups
sure.
do by any stretch of the imagination, but as the feminist voices get more crazy over time, the men's rights movements begin to make more sense to me.
Hmm. Let's see. I'm trying to avoid ones that are covered by the list that we already have. So, people will help me more when I'm in need, and I will receive no social penalty or stigma for it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a lot of this is social, right? Yeah. So, I mean, Mark, you were specifically covering legal
protections. And I think those are
protections.
Far more quantifiable.
But
right.
there are huge
social ones, too. Like, when I'm on a date, things will be paid for me.
That one, and then also...
I think that's changed a lot over time.
Yeah.
There's just a lot a pretty girl can get away with. I mean, period. That,
but a pretty girl isn't the same as a woman.
That's true.
I can discriminate against the opposite sex ruthlessly without social penalty.
There's more coming up here, 855 450 free. Let's talk about something that a man and a woman did consensually together. That was sex on the beach in Florida. They're looking at prison time now. We'll tell you about it here in moments. You can share your thoughts.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge, mark@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 apiece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of
sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves by dialing toll-free. You can still talk about privilege, male versus female privilege, alleged privileges. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. If you're not yet on our Skype list, go ahead and send a contact request. We'll approve it once we notice it coming in, and then after that, it's easy for you to call on Skype. You'll sound great when you do so, and if you want to help get the sound of Free Talk Live into more people's ears around the world, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. We actually had, I was going to say Jay Noon was on the amp line, but he actually wasn't on the amp lines. We do have amp lines, phone numbers that you can call if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier to get on the radio with us. Also, if you're an amplifier, you get access to the Amp Only Facebook group, which is where a heated discussion that went on the air tonight about the stock that we were talking about earlier, that discussion already happened on the AMP forum. So you got it first if you are a Free Talk Live amplifier on the AMP forum.
Yeah. You like what Free Talk Live does? Join our club. It's the Amplifier Club, and you can be in the Amplifier forum.
And, I guess there is an AMP forum, but there's also the AMP Facebook group. That's where it all happens these days.
Well, I mean,
forums are kind of dead. We still do have the forum for those of you who want that, too. So it's all there for you as perks. Go and get signed up. Get the details. Use any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard, whatever works best for you. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. Still to come, Johnson, you'll be telling us about one professor claiming that reading to your children is something that could be disadvantaging to other children, meaning it's a bad thing to help your kids educate themselves.
Horrible.
And make them smarter. We'll get into that. But first, Vice.com reporting here on a story that I'm actually surprised hasn't been covered yet here on Free Talk Live. Jose Caballero and Elisa Alvarez are now convicted public sex havers. On Monday, 40-year-old Caballero and 20-year-old Alvarez were found guilty of lewd and lascivious behavior for some over-the-top grinding that turned into sex on July 20th of last year in Bradenton Beach, Florida. Yes, Mark, this happened pretty much in our hometown.
I'm going to go ahead and be the 13th juror and say, no, didn't happen. They didn't have sex.
Well, Bradenton Beach does nothing if not drip with class.
Is that a not cool place? Or
I mean, it's one of three municipalities on that that island strip out there. Yeah. So there's Bradenton.
There's Anna Maria Island.
Anna Maria is on Anna Maria Island, uh-huh. as is there's also Holmes Beach and Bradenton Beach.
Yeah.
Bradenton Beach is where the famous Coquina Beach is.
Okay. And so what's so scuzzy about it? Is it just like Bradenton Beach is worse than the other two
beaches?
It's
Bradenton. It has the word Bradenton in it.
And that just means it's bad.
Well, I'm being from there. I'm not real thrilled with Sarasota's ugly little sister.
Bradentucky.
Yeah.
The question isn't whether they're going to have the book thrown at them, but how hard a 3-year-old girl watched the couple, according to witnesses, and the maximum prison sentence is 15 years, and the couple will have to register as sex offenders.
Despite not having any sex.
They weren't having sex?
Nope, keep reading the article.
The sexy incident was brazen, taking place in front of multiple beachgoers. In the video, Alvarez is on top, grinding away on Caballero. The scene was recorded by an anonymous grandma, according to the local Fox TV news affiliate. The lovers refused to take a plea deal, according to prosecutors. Quote, we gave them a reasonable offer, what we felt was reasonable, and they decided it wasn't something they wanted to accept responsibility for.
So we decided to punish them for not taking the plea by giving them the maximum.
Well, they haven't been sentenced yet, from what I understand, but they could be hit with 15 years. The assistant state attorney, Anthony Da Fonseca, told the Miami Herald, adding they declined to give up despite the video and despite all the witnesses. When asked if the maximum 15-year sentence was looking likely, the defense attorney for Caballero told the Herald that the judge would have no discretion in this matter and, quote, that's what he'll get. But does having sex in public, no matter how shamelessly, really warrant a potential 15-year prison sentence? Isn't getting sand all up in your junk punishment enough? Dr. Mary Ann Franks, professor at the University of Miami School of Law, told Vice, quote, the prosecution here was more zealous than in the vast majority of rape cases,
yep.
suggesting that law enforcement is worried more about people being offended than people being assaulted.
Now, it's also important to point out in Florida they have the 85% rule, which means that if you serve 85% of your sentence minimum, so there's no amount of good time or getting off or whatever that can get these people out.
Getting off.
Before, say, 12 and a half years or whatever 85% of 15 is.
So basically, these people looked like they were having sex, Johnson, is basically what happened, right? Because
sure,
they didn't admit to it.
I just realized, I'm thinking that you were reading from the same version that I read from, and you're not. My story came from I had originally shared, and I got into a nice debate about this on Facebook. I like to do that from time to time. The version I got came from the Miami Herald. And so I don't know if it was mentioned, but do you know how long the jury deliberated?
15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. And one of the things that was interesting.
That ain't much of a deliberation, by the way. That's probably mostly the the bureaucrats going and talking to them about how to deliberate. You know?
Yeah.
I think we're all in agreement here, are we, everybody? Yeah, okay, let's go.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. They just wanted to get out of there. Let me see. Won't be telling.
We got to protect the children from sex.
One of the problems here is that you've got two situations going on. So the jury may have felt that they were guilty of lewd and lascivious, and they may very well have been guilty of the definition of lewd and lascivious, but the jury doesn't get to mete out the punishment in the state of Florida.
And they aren't also aware of the possible punishments either.
It's often kept from them. So this is a real problem, because the jury may say, well, yeah, okay, they're guilty. And I think that they probably should
do some community service.
Get 200 hours community service or something like that. Like that, maybe this would be maybe a little house arrest with an anklet or something like that. I don't even think any one of these jurors would have said, you know what I'd like to do? Spend my tax dollars, put these people in prison for 15
Mark.
Years.
Who knows?
Okay,
this is Florida, after all.
I found the part that I don't think is in the Vice article. So it says family members of the couple defended the two outside the courthouse, saying that the crime did not deserve this kind of attention. "He's a great person," said Caballero's mother of her son, declining to give her name. "There are other things out there that we need to worry about, and they're still loose. People who have done worse stuff." "She's an 18-year-old woman with a 40-year-old man," said Carlos Alvarez of his daughter, Alyssa Alvarez. "They always say women can be better than men, but they fall in love and they make a lot of mistakes." Family members who witnessed the act and a Bradenton Beach police officer, as well as Caballero, testified in the case. The defense argued that the two weren't actually having sex, but that Alvarez had been dancing on Caballero or nudging him to wake him up.
It's like a lap dance.
Sure. "She wasn't dancing," Dafinesca said during the closing arguments. "It's insulting to your intelligence to say that she was dancing." Kuiper said that since the witnesses had not seen genitals or penetration, and neither was visible in the video, either, saying that the two had sex was speculation. "You folks cannot speculate," Kerpiers told the jury, "and in order to say that they had intercourse, you would have to speculate."
Yeah, it says here, such witnesses would likely have needed a telephoto lens to determine if bathing suits had been bunched to the side enough so that actual penetration could occur, and the defense claimed Alvarez was just doing a dance, but apparently that didn't trouble the consciences of the jury, again, only deliberating for 15 minutes. Franks, who's the professor at the University of Miami School
of Law.
"Guilty
until proven innocent. Welcome to the United States of statism."
Frank says, quote, "It's difficult to see what purpose is served by sending people to jail for adult consensual sexual conduct. A fine plus some sort of court-ordered therapy and or community service ought to suffice."
And he also dealt drugs. He's a terrible person.
Franks found the idea of the couple registering as sex offenders even more disturbing, explaining the measure should be, quote, "restricted to people who have engaged in actual sexual abuse." But that's just it. The argument here isn't that she was abused or that he was abused. It's children. There was a 3-year-old who saw some people grinding on each other. And that is what needs to be protected. The virgin eyes of the children out there, because they will never, ever see anything about sex during their childhood.
Don't go to the department store. Your kids might see billboards of semi-naked everywhere.
Don't ever let your kids on the internet, because they might see all kinds of naked.
Don't turn on a TV or go near any movie theaters.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point. This is less lascivious than what you would likely see on an episode of NYPD Blue or whatever the shows are that are on today that might have sexual scenes in them.
Yep. You know, you'd see more than this in like a fashion commercial, just walking by a TV in a department store window.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I consider this to be appropriate behavior out on the beach, but I think the punishment is completely beyond the pale. Right. And in a
but
time,
shouldn't they send a message, Mark?
But it doesn't matter because they got what they got, and a jury of 12 said that that's the sense that they should get. So who are you to say any differently?
Well,
it's the law.
I'm a person who says the jury didn't say anything about the sentence, and that's the problem is that legislators passed what the sentence was a long time ago, and it had nothing to do with what these people did.
Were you quoting an excerpt from what someone said to you today? Maybe we should talk more about it. 855-450-FREE, because I doubt anyone's going to call in to counter-argument us on this one. It's Free Talk Live.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.